You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about a walk, a hike, 343 miles that Doug Blunt will be entering into, and 100% of donations raised through this 343-mile walk will go to Sacred Selections. As you know, Sacred Selections helps families to adopt. They're not an adoption agency, but when a family decides that they want to adopt, they've helped a lot of my friends to adopt, and I appreciate Doug Blunt being willing to not only go on this walk, but to take the donations that are raised and support such a great organization. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Doug Blunt.
Thank you, Mark. I sure appreciate the opportunity. As we started just a couple minutes ago, it's a humbling endeavor. I'm reminded of that frequently as I'm, you know, physically preparing, but this is about the kids. And so I'm honored to be able to partner with Sacred Selections.
So, Doug, I know you are in Kentucky, but mm-hmm. you're doing a trail north to south and starting about 17 miles north of Moorhead, Kentucky, and then ending around 11 miles shy of Rugby, Tennessee. What was it about this particular area that you wanted to tackle?
So logistically, this is a good trail for me based on, you know, maybe some physical limitations and time. In the hiking community, if anyone's heard of, say, the Appalachian Trail or the Pacific Coast Trail, those are trails that are, you know, well over 2,000 miles, both of those, I believe. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. And I knew that, you know, being away from work and things like that, that just wasn't reasonable. Getting access to this particular trail, which is called the Sheltoee Trace National Recreation Trail, it takes about a month. I knew that I could, you know, afford that time to be away from daily life. But it also would enable me to be challenged in a way to be able to get things done. So that's really the driver behind it. I've never done anything like this before. And so, this seemed like a good place to start.
Other than the obvious, Doug, of walking and physically preparing yourself for this, what does it take to get ready for 343-mile journey like this?
Well, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. So I would say the mental preparation is the most critical. Obviously, through people that have done this type of thing before, I've leaned on them. And by the way, so we talked about this being a solo endeavor. It is not a solo endeavor. There are so many people that I am, again, humbled and appreciative for their support, whether it be here's how you train for something like this, here's how you prepare, or just their overall support has meant the world to me. But so physically, every day, putting on miles, exploring and preparation from what type of gear. Looking at, of course, the weight of that gear, that plays a big factor with what you're carrying on your back. And then thinking about how do you stay hydrated? What are you going to eat on the trail? How do you plan on, being able to keep supplied with food? Where do you get your water? So there's been a lot of time and energy and thoughtfulness to be able to think about that well in advance, even though there'll be lots of surprises along the way, but I've been doing this for a while. I'm not an expert. By the way, an expert, an X is a has-been, and a spurt is a drip under pressure. So I'm not an expert, but I do lean a lot on folks that have done this before and just appreciate their insight. Hopefully that answered your question.
No, it does. And with my math, you attended Florida College and you were in the class of 1992, went on to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, class of 1996. I was a junior in high school in 1996, so I'm guessing you were born around 1972 in that area?
Well, I'm one of those late bloomers, Mark. So I was born in 70, just turned 53
wow.
a week or two ago.
Yeah. Was hiking part of your routine when you were a younger person? Is this something that has been a lasting part of your life, or is it something that's happened as of late?
A little bit of both. So I grew up in Colorado, and so just being, you know, near the mountains, I had lots of opportunities, whether with my dad or, you know, by myself, even as I got older, to go to the mountains and do a little bit of hiking, nothing to this extreme, but have always enjoyed the outdoors. And, even as, I started a family, there's always been a drive to explore that. And then as my, I guess passion or interest, compulsion to do these things, it's just been more enriched because not only of the physical challenge, but I'll emphasize this more of the mental challenge and life lessons that I've learned on trail. So that's really kind of pushed me forward into, this hobby or this thing that I'm doing in my life.
Sure. And I walked when I was a police officer and I had off days, I got to where I would walk 9 miles to a certain point and then walk 9 miles back. And I would do 18 miles on my off days and I was in pretty good shape. But I also realized on an 18 mile walk, which I did, dealing with pavement, uneven areas, and physically there are some things that you have to prepare for 18 miles, let alone 343 miles, because our physical body, skin, feet, all the different issues there that you have to be aware of as you move forward on such a long journey, you have to be ready. It's not just throw your clothes on, put a pair of shoes on, and start walking, is it?
No, you're 100%. I have, my wife will kind of begrudge this a little bit. I have OCD on researching not only the right kind of gear and footwear, what the materials are made of, the weight of those materials, how long they've lasted, what it means when your feet get wet. This trail does have several water crossings. And so what does that mean? I've, you know, investigated different types of socks and what that means. And so a lot of time and research into what you're carrying, again, life lessons, being prepared, having the right equipment for life, but also not only as a 53-year-old, but years ago, I had a pretty significant knee injury. So I had that's been a lasting impact on me. And so I had to think about how do I walk based on maybe a minor physical limitation. And so I've even learned whether I'm taking, an elevation going up a hill or down a hill, there's a different approach to the walk so that, or the hike, so that I have the least impact on joints and muscles and things like that. Also looking at recovery and things like that. So it's been something that I've tried to learn as much as I can to have, just an efficient hike day every day.
All it takes is one injury and you're done on your walk. So you have to be very careful. I follow William Stewart, who is currently finishing up the Great Cycle Challenge. He's a Canadian. Yeah. And he posted 2 days ago about having a left knee that was too sore to be able to finish out the goal for the particular day or time that he was doing. And so one mistake, one mess up, and your walk is done.
It could be, Mark, and that's the thing about on the trail. This particular trail, I've had an experience on it. It was a wonderful experience. And I told people, I showed up to the trail not feeling good. And we'll just leave it at that. It was a rough couple of days. So, being very mindful of what I put in my body and staying hydrated has been top of mind for me lately. And so but you're right, there can be some things that derail you, But it's just like life. You can plan all you want and have some grand aspirations. And it's like Mike Tyson said one time, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. And so that's one thing that the trail will surprise you on occasion, just like life. And sometimes you just have to roll with it and adjust and improvise as you go. Or you say, you know what, the smart decision here would be to come off, conquer this another day, which I'm okay with that. So don't plan on it, but I'm okay with that if that happens.
And I hope that what we've done right here is brought this home to the listener to understand the magnitude of even a 343-mile walk, a hike, to support Sacred Selections, to support this special effort. And if you'll stick with me, Doug, we'll start another segment, and we'll talk about your passion for Sacred Selections and why you chose this particular organization to be supported through your hike effort, okay?
Excellent. Thank you, Mark.
All right, folks. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Doug Blunt, who is about to undertake a 343-mile hike. We're supporting him through the Mark White Show. We're glad that he is taking on this effort, especially to support Sacred Selections families. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Chick-fil-A Decatur, Alabama is a supporter of The Mark White Show, and we appreciate their support. You can visit one of the two locations at Chick-fil-A on Beltline Road and Chick-fil-A Highway 31 South in Decatur. Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we have a special guest who is taking on a major challenge of hiking 343 miles. It is a serious undertaking, as we talked about in the first segment, and I hope that you understand what Doug is taking on, the challenge that he's taking on, and that you'll decide to support his effort. This effort
is supporting Sacred Selections. I have done many shows on Sacred Selections, had Sacred Selections families on the show to talk about their adoption journey. We know the importance of bringing these children into these very special homes to be raised and nurtured in the right way, and to have that forever family that's going to be there for them, to support them. It is such an important endeavor that Sacred Selections has taken on to unite these families with these children. Welcome back to the show, Doug Blunt.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
So let's talk about your passion for Sacred Selections. What is your connection to this organization?
So it's multifaceted. I serve as an elder at the Eastside Church of Christ. We have a lot of families there. Also within the Bowling Green, Kentucky area, lots of families that have utilized Sacred Selections. And so just on that level, seeing those families go through that process, and some families more than once. We have a family that's getting ready to adopt here in just a couple months. So seeing them go through that process, the importance of bringing those children to a family from whatever circumstance they are, it goes right to your heart. And so the decision to do this, it is somewhat unique. I believe some people have said a little bit crazy, but that's okay. But the ability to support an organization like that, it just goes to some of the, whether it be an obligation or a opportunity to serve, whether it's these families that I know directly or any family that's going to use Sacred Selection, it means the world to me to be able to do something like this.
So when you decided about the hike or supporting Sacred Selections, which came first?
Well, I'll tell you a little story. So about a year and a half ago, I had been actively engaging in doing some shorter hikes, just, you know, for myself, really. 1 or 2 days, nothing special, just go in the woods, build a campfire, cook a nice steak over, you know, whatever it was. And through the course of that, you know, you see people that will video their trips. Came across a couple of guys that and gals that did a really good job documenting a long hike. And that got me to thinking, you know, could I do something like that? But what gave me pause, Mark, is as much as I appreciated and was entertained by those videos, there's one thing that stood out is those videos were about the person on the hike. And I didn't feel like, you know, even if I wasn't going to video something like that, I didn't feel like that was, that didn't ring very true with me. So I felt like there needs to be a higher purpose. There's a point in your life when you realize that it's important that I'm really just a supporting actor in this life. And so a supporting character. And so it had to be for a higher purpose, especially because I knew that there is going to be a lot of expense, planning, money to go into this. And so I'd already been supporting Sacred Selections at a small level. And so that really sparked the idea of being able to support them. And that's really been the motivation. When there were days I didn't want to put my tennis shoes on or my hiking shoes on or whatever, it's really been the motivation to get me out there and to do this trip. And I can't wait to do it.
I think that's excellent, Doug. And if we think about the different things that we do in this life and then extend it out to other people and make that the reason, if you think about even tying this into Sean Cavender, who was alive when you first reached out to me about this hike that you were going to take. Sean is no longer with us. They were a Sacred Selections family, and they had benefited from Sacred Selections, but Sean is no longer with us, and we were able to, thanks to people like yourself, extend an effort to support Kristen and the boys after Sean passed away, and thinking, okay, what can we do to now take a step because of this particular situation? And you've looked at your love of hiking and said, I don't really want to make it about me. I don't want it to be a personal journey that everybody just follows and gets to know Doug Blunt. But to take it
that step further and to support an organization like Sacred Selections and to benefit many families across the country?
Absolutely. So I want to give a shout out to Cole Stuvey, who he's a college student. I approached him. I keep telling him I'm exploiting his skill set in videography and video editing. And even today, I've had some conversations with him on how we're going to align some things in the video. I appreciate him. But what's been a true blessing is and this is what I want folks to get excited about. It's not that during the course of the next few weeks, they're going to get to see some old fat guy walking in the woods. That's not the purpose. Is we're going to get to showcase a number of families on the trail. We're interviewing them. We've already done most of the interviews and get to show what the blessing of adoption has meant to them and working with Sacred Selection. So you'll get to see, you know, why they chose the path of adoption. Some of those paths are heartbreaking. Why they chose Sacred Selection, you'll get to hear about some of the blessings they've experienced through adoption. You'll also get to hear about some of the challenges that happened through the course of adoption and even now. And so when I think about that very quickly, just to kind of wrap up that thought, just because, you know, a 343 mile hike, I look at that in comparison to what some of these people have done and continue to do. And it's nothing. What I'm doing is nothing compared to what they're doing for those kids. And so that's where I want people to get excited, to support these families and upcoming families that are thinking about adoption and bring some awareness to the benefit of adoption.
Let's talk about the kickoff date, Doug. When do you start?
Monday, September 4th. So through social media, some of the videos that'll come out will be a little bit delayed because I'll be editing on trail. But people, you know, I'll be posting on a regular basis or trying to when there's a signal. But Monday is the big kickoff day, so I'm anxious to get started. Yeah, so there's a couple of social media pages, and I can share those with you, Mark. But Doug Hikes the Sheltoey, that's a Facebook page that I've created. Within that page, you'll see a YouTube channel. So if you go to YouTube, just search for Doug Blount, Blount. There's a couple of videos up already that you can watch. And even within the page and the videos, there are links. And this is what I really want to drive home to folks. There's a donation link to financially support Sacred Selections. And then just to emphasize, 100%, and you already mentioned this, 100% of the donations goes to Sacred Selections. That was very important to me in terms of even gear and things like that. So I'm not receiving any benefit from this at all. This is all for Sacred Selections.
That's great, Doug. And I appreciate your willingness to take on not only this challenge, but to support Sacred Selections. And hopefully what your walk does is encourages people in many ways and that they'll decide ultimately to support Sacred Selections, go to the page that you described and follow your journey, support Sacred Selections, help families in the process. Just know that you have a team of people, as you mentioned, including the Mark White Show, who are here to support you, Doug, as you continue through this 343 mile hike, this journey. And if you need anything, you just let me know, and I know you'll let your people know, and everybody wants you to be able to follow through and be able to finish this hike.
I appreciate it, Mark. This means the world to me. I'm humbled and appreciate what you do on a daily basis. I'll finish with this, if it makes sense. Not everybody has to walk 343 miles. Not everybody has to do that. What I would just challenge people is do hard things for other people or do some things for other people. And that's really the key message. Whether that be, you know, sacrificing a little bit of money to help this cause or just within your own life, you see people in need, take some time, help them out. And that's just another life lesson that I want to express here today.
Doug, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show leading up to this hike. And I do want to also give out the website for Sacred Selections, and that is sacredselections.org. If you want to check out more information about what Sacred Selections does to help these families and these children to be united. And thank you again, Doug, for joining me today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.